Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And as always, want to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. And it inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible individuals on the show that have been successful in their businesses or just live out their dreams. And it also inspires me to know when I've touched someone or I have inspired someone who just took my advice or started my ideal dream business. So thank you, thank you, thank you for taking my advice. And remember, this is what the show is all about, inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other in the best possible situation. Remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out because this is your life, your dream, your reality. And again, I'm looking for artists, independent artists, to email me your submissions to opentalk2@yahoo.com so I can feature them on this show. Last week on this show, had my favorite reality pastor from Preachers of L.A. He was definitely rolling with me. And today on this show, going to have Dr. Jen Wolter, first female athlete that signed with the All-Pro Men. So definitely got to check that out. Going to give you your blast from the past, take you to a commercial break, and when I come back, going to have Dr. Jen rolling with me. So don't move. Hang in with your girl, Cindy, at Open Talk 2. Don't move.
All right. Blast from the past.
Treat me cold as ice.
lives downtown, 120 9th Street, Convent. Everything's upbeat, parties, ball in the park, nothing. But girls after dark, we chill. Nobody gets ill in the place. We cover a hill right after triumph. That's when they will get wild, but they don't fight, they kill. That's wild. In the park with the girlies, rubbing up in the dark, I was smooth.
And I looked at him and I said, no, absolutely not.
Really?
But it Well, yeah, because it was insulting. So what, I'm going to go through a damn training camp with the guys that just represented the United States with, you want me to, like, catch a pass for you too or smile for the cameras? It's not going to happen. And I said, if I was on your team, I would absolutely hate that. And personally, as an athlete, insulting. I said, if you want me to do something with your team in terms of training camp, either I do everything with the guys that the guys do, no special treatment, or I don't do anything.
That's what I'm talking about.
So he looked at me with this look of fear on his face, but at the same time, the coach looked at me and smiled and nodded and kind of went back to what he was doing, which I think was meant to not be in that meeting, you know, a fake playbook maybe in front of his face, anything to distract him. And at that point, you know, the president looked at Coach Williams, who I just adore. I think he's a phenomenal man, great coach, great leader. And he said, Coach, you think it'd be too much of a distraction if she was with you guys throughout training camp? Coach looked at him and he goes, with an attitude like that, heck no.
That's right.
He'd be the best thing for these boys and give them a kick in the butt.
That's right.
And that's when it became really real. You know, in terms of mixing up with guys, I think if it wasn't for the tone that Coach Williams set, it would have been really difficult, but as we all reported to training camp, he said, you know, you guys have noticed we have a girl, and I want that to be the last time you really notice that we have a girl.
That's right.
He's an athlete just like you, and if you stop, you're all trying out for this team, and if you sidestep her or take it easy on her, not only will you, number one, not make this team, but number two, you're going to get her killed, because if she steps into a game and she's not prepared because you guys haven't prepared her, it's going to hurt her.
Right.
I don't want you to think of it that way. And with that, you know, the guys really took it to heart, and they have hit me really hard, but, you know, no harder, I think, than I've been hit in 13 years. And honestly, and you'll respect this, having been an athlete so long and being a vet in women's football, you know this, when somebody comes in, what do you want to see? You want to see that they really can take a hit.
Right, exactly.
Hey, that's how you would earn my respect, and
right.
That's how I earned theirs.
Right.
So, I mean, I got my clock cleaned a few times, got back up and said, all right, coach, can I do it again?
Oh, shoot.
The boys went, what? So I don't know that it's that much different. Like, when you get out on the field, it's really football. I think it would have been a lot different if the coach hadn't set that expectation, but with that expectation being set, I think football is football, and, you know, a team that has a goal for excellence is going to accept you when you are a football player.
Well, let me ask you, is the coaching a little different from when you play with the women's team? Is that the style, is it a little different, or is it about the same?
You know, the thing that's, I think, the most different is that you're dealing with guys and players, I guess, are all professionals coming together.
Okay.
In women's football, we have a lot more of a learning curve because, you know, you have your super vets like you, me, like people who have played for over 10 years, and, yeah, we got this down. You don't have to teach us the basics. But in women's football, you have some people coming up who have been coming out for the first time or the first year, you know, second, third, and they still have so much learning to do.
Yeah.
In the men's, there's really not that grace period or that gimme period. Like, you're expected to come in from day one and be ready to go.
Okay.
As he says, my ball players need to be ready to play in a ball game from day one. I don't care how complicated or simple the system is.
Mm-hmm.
Ball players will always make plays.
Right.
And that was his expectation from day one. So I think that's the biggest thing, is that there's no easy time, there's no downtime, there's no cuddle time, if you want to say it. Like, it's right straight to the action.
Right. Well, let me ask you, how do your teammates treat you? Are they disrespectful, or do they kind of smooth things over for you because you're a woman?
You know, they have not been disrespectful in any way.
Okay.
I would say they went out of their way, you know, certain guys went out of their way from Jump Street to, like, tell me, hey, we think it's great that you're here. We'll look out for you. Like, Clinton Solomon, who's one of the best receivers in the IFL and definitely the best receivers on the Revs.
Okay.
You know, he came up to me and day one and said, Jen, like, this is the best thing that's happened in arena football in a long time. I support you. If anybody gives you a hard time, you let me know. I've been in this league a long time. I'll take care of it.
All right.
And he said, and frankly, you know, if we're we're at a media event, kind of, and he's like, frankly, I think that I'm the smartest guy here. And I said, why is that, Philip? And he said, because I'm standing right next to you. I'm going to be in all the pictures. And, you know, I mean, and that was really just his way of saying, like, I got you, Mommy. Like, and
right,
he'll still
right.
say it. Like, and he's introduced me to his mom.
Okay.
Like, you know, he's like, my mom's a big fan, Jen. I want to introduce you. And I went up to her, and I was like, ma'am, I am a big fan of you.
Oh.
Son is a product of you,
that's
and
nice.
He has gone out of his way to be a gentleman to me and look out for me. You know, so I had guys like him and Javis Jones, who's one of our rookies, who also kind of was like, he was a linebacker, and he's like, hey, you know, just let me know. I think this is great. You know, I got your back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had guys that were the second wave who really needed to see me in training camp, kind of take a few good licks, and then they were like, Jen, you know, we thought it was cool that you were out here, but now we know that you're just like a little pit bull, and we're so happy to have you. You know, but it took seeing me get hit a few times.
Right. That's what I was going to ask you. So have you been hit hard already? And, like, if you have, like, by who? Your teammates or the opponent?
Both.
Both? Okay. That's what I wanted to know.
My first day in full pads, especially for me, from linebacker to running back, you know, we were doing some blocking drills, and, I mean, you know, I had no fear in the hole, right? So I went in, bam, I connected, and then bam, you know, I got sent about 3 feet backwards, landed on my butt.
Okay.
So hopped back up, and I was like, okay, coach, let's do it again.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and the guys in practice were like, but you know, I mean, you know what it's like, you're competitive. Like, okay.
Right.
Get better at this, you know? Mm-hmm. And all the guys kind of were like, heck yeah, let's go, Jen, you know, and they were cheering me on. So, like, even the guys who would knock me down, it's like, okay, that was really good, but you know, the reason I was able to beat you was I saw this. They'd help me up and, like, slap me on the helmet and then tell me what to do better.
Okay.
But the biggest hits I took were probably in our first preseason game,
mm-hmm.
which was against the North Texas Crunch. And I think, you know, it's publicized everywhere. I should probably know the numbers by now, but the guy was, like, 6'4" something, you know, and he hit me really hard. And all I heard was, hit by him and somebody else at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Good hit. Don't get me wrong. Like, it was a good tackle. But all I heard was, like, kind of them celebrating that they'd hit me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just popped up. I mean, when you watch the film, go back and watch it. Like, Arsenio had it on his show and stuff. But it's published a bunch of stuff. Of course, me getting my butt whipped by men. All I heard was them, like, talking noise. So I just popped back up on my feet, which, you know, you played against me. I'm kind of notorious for being this little thing that gets my butt whooped and then pops right back up. And I popped back up and I looked at him and I was like, is that all you got?
That's what I'm talking about. You get him, Dr. Wilson. That's what I'm talking about.
But, you know, everybody was like dying laughing.
That's funny.
Yeah, and so everybody was dying. And those guys, even from the Texas Crunch, what I respect about them so much, like the guy who hit me in the Cedric, like, they came quickly and were like, you know what? That's the bravest woman I've ever seen in my life. Like, one of the guys said, you know, welcome to the brotherhood, like, you know, of arena, of indoor football. And he's like, or maybe I should say sisterhood, too. I was like, upset with being one of the guys. You don't have to qualify it for me. And, you know, Cedric said, I would suit up with you any day. Like, I would take you on my team any day. So it was really about getting the big hits from the guys
mm-hmm.
and getting back up. That's earned me more respect than anything.
Well, I know one thing, then you can't compare any of those hits that you've been getting from the men from when you played in the women's league. Because I know that's no comparison, I'm sure.
You know, I've taken some big hits in the women's league, but, you know, it's different when you're a linebacker. You know what I mean? Like, you're delivering the blows and,
right.
and taking
right.
on running backs.
That's
so
true. Exactly.
I think from that, you know, you can really control the blow a little bit, and it's very different. But getting hit by men, yeah, it's different. I mean, they're bigger and faster.
Right.
Overall, it's like, you know, and you played all-star games in this sense. It's like picking the best of the best that you have ever gone against and putting them all on one field.
Okay.
And, you know, the dream team of all time that we've played against in women's football, I think it's like taking hits from those. Because I wouldn't say I've never experienced anything like it,
mm-hmm.
but it's definitely on the top end.
Okay. Well, what would you say to any other woman or the women out there that's watching you that want to be successful and want to follow your footsteps? What would you say to them?
Well, I would say, you know, anytime you're inspired by somebody, try and replicate the things that they've done to do success. I never set out to say, oh, I'm going to play in the men's league. Honestly, I've spoken out many times about my career and saying, I'm not crazy. I don't want to play with men. I honestly am more of a proponent of women's football getting a better support structure, getting, you know, the media attention that we deserve, getting sponsors and paychecks and all of those things so that it could be a viable career for women. In terms of playing with men, am I against it? No, obviously I'm not against it,
right.
But I think it's a hard setup. And some of the other women who have done it, say as kickers, you know, because I'm not the first woman to play with men at a professional level in any capacity, just as a non-kicker or placeholder. And, you know, I know they've had a rougher road about it than I did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe had your horror stories. Me, I've been really blessed. Like, for some reason the guys took me in, and I think they think of me as like a kid sister and a point of pride. But, you know, it is hard because you are playing with men, and there's a lot of complications. Like, for example, everybody wants to know where I get dressed. I mean, I get dressed with dance teams.
Okay.
So, and frankly, the glitter,
uh-huh.
when they're glittering each other before the game, I find more frightening than playing with men.
Oh, my God.
Because you know, I've kind of stayed away from that stuff my whole life.
Okay.
No, the girls are sweet. But you know what I mean. The mentality
yes.
is so different.
Right.
But in terms of trying to do this, what I'm doing, it's about being an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Do work. Do work. Every single day. These guys wouldn't respect me if I ran into that locker room and like, I'm a girl and you have to let me play football. Yay. No.
No. Right.
Yeah. Then, and I said, I'm a football player. Don't treat me any different. I don't expect you to take easy on me. I'm here to do what I can do. And I want to be a good teammate first and foremost. And they all know that. And sometimes being a good teammate isn't being a superstar. You know, I'm used to dominating in the women's league. I'm somebody who never came off the field. Here in the men's league, I'm lucky if I get, you know, a few carries.
That's okay. But you're in there, though. That's all that matters.
Right. But, you know, if I had an attitude like I needed to be a superstar, it wouldn't work.
Right.
You know, and I look for work during games. If I can see something, you know, which obviously I'm better on defense because I played there for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can look at something and see something one of the defensive guys is doing and talk him up and make him play better, I'm going to do that.
Right. Girl, you're making me want to come out of retirement after playing. After my little...
Yeah.
You're making me want to come out of retirement and go back to playing with the women's
I
team.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. And you guys have two great teams there in Houston.
We actually do.
I'm history with both of them.
Right.
And,
yeah, I had the pleasure of working with both of them. And like I said, I earned my two rings with the Houston Energy back in the day, so, you know.
Oh.
But you're making me want to go back to play.
Have the best rivalry.
I really commend you on this, Jen. And I cannot wait to come and see you play in a few weeks. So I'm definitely going to support you on that.
An open invite. I'll make sure to take care of you when you're here.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to call in on the show today.
Well, always a pleasure. Anytime.
All right. Again, listeners, this is Dr. Jen Welter. She is the first woman to make history with signing with a semi-pro professional team. So definitely check her out. Support her on this, and let's stay together with her. Thanks, Dr. Jen.
You got it.
All right, y'all, welcome back, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the interview. Hey, y'all, she is definitely amazing. Y'all got to YouTube her, Dr. Jen Welter. Check her out, y'all. She is tough, rough, and, hey, I know she can kick some butt. All right, y'all, again, hope you enjoyed the show. I'll be back next week. So, again, make sure you guys follow me on Twitter at Open Talk 2. Like me at Facebook at Open Talk 2. Don't forget, y'all, Houston Power is going to definitely have their kickoff this Saturday at 7 p.m. at Pioneer Stadium. That's Lutheran South Academy. The address there is 12555 Rightwater Drive. That's Houston, Texas. 7 o'clock is the season opener. So definitely come and support us out there. I'll be out there rocking and shocking. I don't know what I'm going to be doing. Just got to come out there so you can see. Next week on the show, going to have an amazing hip-hop female artist, Miss Taige. She is Atlanta's hip-hop princess, so definitely check her out. So definitely stay with me, y'all. Support me. And, again, have a good week. Have a blessed weekend. See you next week.
All three we give it. No one can ever split us and rip us apart either. Deliver the rock, teach us the voice of our people.